It's a football Thursday, and we are loving it right here in Berea, in the Dog Bowl. It's Vic Carucci, Bernie Kosar with you for this. We got another hour to go. And want to remind you, United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at unitedwaycleveland.org. Coming up on this show at about 2:15, Tom Withers from the Associated Press, who covers the Browns, covers really Cleveland sports so thoroughly, and he'll be with us then. And then Nathan Zagura, regular co-host on this show, is going to check in with us by phone. We'll have Tom in studio for you. We're also going to hear from the head coach of the Browns. He spoke with the media today, Rob Chudzinski. Also had some interesting things to say yesterday, and I can't wait to get Bernie's thoughts on these. Bern, on the tradition and the whole idea of the pride of the Browns, which you know is something that's very big with Coach Chudzinski, growing up a Browns fan, but something you embodied also as an Ohio native, as a Northeast Ohio native, and as someone who loved this team as a kid and then lived the dream of playing for it. So I want to get – that'll be interesting stuff to get into. And some interesting stuff to get into right now as we present this as a regular daily feature on this show. It's called the Two-Minute Drill with Jameer Howerton. Jameer, take this away.
I'm Jameer Howerton, and this is your two-minute drill for August 22nd. Yesterday, the Browns had another great practice as they continued to prepare for their third preseason matchup against the Indianapolis Colts. Not only is this the team's first away game, but it's also a dress rehearsal for what the regular season will be like for the starters.
This preseason game is more for, you scout the team more, the starters will play more and things like that. So it really shows like what we have in store for the season and things like that. So just show people what we're capable of doing. We made some strides the first two games, and I know we can be a lot better than what we have been doing. But that's why we come to practice to correct the mistakes, and we're looking forward to Saturday.
For Browns players, this time of the year means one thing: football. But for many of our younger fans, it's time to head back to school and hit the books. That's why here at ClevelandBrowns.com, we took the opportunity to ask a few of the players what were their favorite subjects growing up.
My favorite subject was math, and it was just because it came easy to me. I was really good at it, and I always liked numbers.
It was either PE or home ec.
Why home ec?
I got to eat, and I got a grade for it, and I got to get judged on me cooking and eating, so I think that was the best thing I could think of.
I'd have to go with history. Just because it's, it's like story time every day.
Science, believe it or not.
It's true.
It's true. I like blowing stuff up. I was a big science guy.
I like to write, so I'm going to say English.
I really enjoyed history. It was the one thing in school that I got and understand, because everything else just doesn't, science and math doesn't make any sense. Because you can't add letters together. It just doesn't work.
That'll wrap up your two-minute drill for today. Remember to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for all things Browns. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.
All right, thank you, Jameer. And again, make sure you're logged on to ClevelandBrowns.com to check out that and so many of our other features. My daily blog, which is Carucci's Call, and of course the work of Matt Florjancic, our staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. All right, what was your favorite subject in school?
I was, besides gym, mm-hmm. PE, mm-hmm. Then recess, but it was the math stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked math.
You were a pretty good student.
No, I was. And with being a Mr. Mom and having kids and kind of going through that process, and I'm not trying to make a blanket statement or I'm not trying to cause any stir there, but, the kids now in school, and we have some serious issues within the Cleveland School District and the public schools there. We have some phenomenal teachers and opportunities for the kids and the way it's going. But with budget restraints and things of that nature, they've been cutting back on some of the things extracurricular-wise,
right.
Health-wise, athletic-wise, and gyms and recesses and things. And sometimes kids don't get enough of that exercise. They don't get enough out of their system to when they're in the class, they're edgy, they're jumpy, they kind of want to move and run around a lot, right. And they don't some kids have trouble focusing on that. So in turn, their performance sometimes struggles, and there's a lot of different issues that got to go into focused on our kids and those subjects. And the more that we kind of pay attention to it and try to help out there, because if the kids aren't technology-wise, look at me and you, how we struggle on being adapting to somehow. You've adapted better than me with it, but
I've adapted a lot better than you, but go ahead, just for the record. I'm staring at my iPad with a couple of iPhones here, and you know,
I can't even reconnect my Twitter to
exactly.
my new cell phone.
Don't group me with you on that.
I said you are better than me with it. But with kids today, there was a stat out there that said if you're 9 years old or younger, there's a good chance you'll never go to a bank branch or write a check your whole life. And the technology, if kids aren't integrated with that, they didn't have those classes when we were there. But the core fundamentals of math and science and English, and despite sometimes my terminology, English is, you know, getting the core characteristics down. It's tougher for the kids today because, like in math, my kids try to just use the cell phone, the iPad,
to use a calculator.
And for your brains to develop and understand those core principles, it's more challenging.
I actually saw a kid who wondered what a calculator was because they just saw it. They just thought it was you do it on the phone. You don't use a separate device for that. I was a fan of and probably a lot of people who do what I do in the media, broadcasting, writing. I was a fan of writing, and English class was my favorite, and it was the least favorite of most other guys. So like I almost couldn't admit that. It was like the thing that it didn't make you very cool. And it was things that, you know, a lot of mostly female students were into, but I had some strategy there. It put you a lot of people, especially on the school newspaper. I was the only guy on that. It was great.
Well, I respect that now even more. But, you know, today that's why a lot of us athletes, ex-athletes, come to you with the books you've gone and written and the things you write, because you're exactly right. The English-type classes and the ability to do it is lacking. And you do a phenomenal job. So now it's come in reverse. So you took flack when you were younger, but now it's paying off.
Well, that's nice to say. I hope so. But I heard one of the players mention that too. So not only one. Most of them got into the math and science realm. All right, we've got much more coming up. You're going to hear from the head coach of the Browns, comments that he made today, Rob Chudzinski, to the media. We'll hear that and comment on that. And then at 2:15, it'll be Tom Withers from the Associated Press, who covers the Browns. And then at 2:30, Nathan Zagura will check in with us by phone. All of that ahead on this Football Thursday edition, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.